see politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. The South Australian government has provided the redevelopment of an Adelaide golf club that is also a culturally significant site ahead of a major golf tournament in 2028. The Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Cam Ma, has granted authorisation for the redevelopment of the North Adelaide Golf Club in preparation for LIV Golf. But he has imposed 31 strict conditions under the Aboriginal Heritage Act, including the establishment of a protected area to safeguard the site's deep cultural and spiritual importance to Kaurna people. The course is situated adjacent to the River Torrens, a highly significant cultural site for the Kaurna people of the Adelaide Plains.
Look, this is great news for the Kaurna community. It certainly is good to hear that our ancestors won't be disturbed in that particular area of the Parsery Golf area.
A defamation case against Northern Territory Liberal Party Senator Jacinta Napinjimpa-Price has begun in the federal court in Darwin. Senator Price is being sued by Central Land Council Chief Executive Leslie Turner. Mr. Turner claims he was defamed in a press release put out by Senator Price in July last year, which he says implied he was unfit to continue in the role of CEO. Mr. Turner's statement of claim says the Senator's media release wrongly suggested he no longer had the support of the majority of council members and had acted unprofessionally. The case is set down for 7 days. An inquest has heard a 34-year-old Indigenous woman was sedated 4 times in 1 day by medical staff before dying of a toxic overdose. Kumanjai Brogus died in Alice Springs Hospital in November 2023. The 34-year-old suffered from schizophrenia and was in the grips of a psychotic episode in the days before she died. A coronial inquest into her death began in Alice Springs yesterday. In an opening statement, the counsel assisting the coroner told the court Ms. Brogus was given so many drugs for sleeping that it caused her to stop breathing. The inquest will examine if the care provided by NT Health was appropriate and sufficient. Residents in the remote Northern Territory community of Borroloola are calling for more public housing. Overcrowding is a major problem in the community, located on the banks of the MacArthur River, about 650 kilometres southeast of Katherine and about 50 kilometres inland from Gulf of Carpentaria. Federal and Northern Territory government funding is being used to build some new homes, but Borroloola residents say many more houses are urgently needed.
Last couple of years, like, that's why not much, like, elder here, like, yeah, and a lot of like middle-aged young, they all moved out to other community and go to Darwin so their kid can have a good future.
They shouldn't have to move away, you know. There should be more houses here so people can stand out in community.
Traditional culture and sport have come together in the remote Northern Territory community of Woodair in the annual Yiddie Festival. Several hundred people from the township and surrounding homelands went to the weekend festival. Traditional dancers from the 4 main local clan groups shared the spotlight with local rock bands to provide entertainment, while volunteers travelled from Adelaide to help run and support the footy carnival. Woodair has been troubled by crime and gang violence in recent times, and the festival is aimed at providing a positive distraction for local youth.
The reason why we're making a festival from the TO people of Woodair to make this Woodair a better place to keep young boys and young girls stopping doing all the bad things, violence like that. So we want to try to keep that a part of it, try to keep young boys come together and work together as a family.
Diwali is the biggest festival in India, with some South Asian countries marking the victory of good over evil and the triumph of light over darkness. Kicking off yesterday, it will be celebrated by more than 1 billion people around the world, including a First Nations Australian and her family.
It's known as the Festival of Light. And for this family in Melbourne, their Diwali celebrations reflect both First Nations and Punjabi culture.
I'm a proud Kwandamuka woman. I was born on Ngunnawal country. It is an honour to be married to a Punjabi man and raising Sikh Punjabi children. So I think it's paying homage to that culture and making sure it continues on through our family.
Laura's husband, Inderjeet Singh, migrated from Punjab, India, more than a decade ago. The couple say they have found common ground in both of their cultural backgrounds.
The similarity is the earth, water and the sky and obviously nature. Aboriginal culture is depending on what we have and sharing with everyone else, same as our Punjabi culture.
Punjabi culture is beautiful, South Asian culture is beautiful, and Aboriginal culture is deeply rooted in country and connection, and it's the foundation of all Australian culture. So I think coming together to celebrate Diwali together, all of us, is really important.
Take that moment to spend with the family. Make sure to teach the kids why we're celebrating and why it's important.
Lighting the diwas, but also going to Mela, eating, sharing food.
Melas are public Diwali celebrations, which include cultural performances, traditional food, and market stalls.
The strength of Diwali is about collectiveness. It's about inclusivity, triumphing good over evil. And the more we learn about each other's cultures and the more we come together, we can make a positive change.
This is Australia's Diwali, where every light tells a story of cultures coming together.
Happy Diwali!
Black excellence was centre stage last night as the annual Melbourne Fashion Week kicked off in Naam, Melbourne. The opening night runway is called Ganbu Mara, meaning one mob in the Woi Wurrung language. 12 First Nations designers are participating in the event, which celebrates Mob. While more than 600 designers are expected to participate in Melbourne Fashion Week, which runs until Sunday. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News Weeknights.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.